For years, the Enrichment Center in Winston-Salem has been empowering individuals with disabilities and providing them with opportunities for personal growth. They offer dozens of choices for learning, spanning the entire spectrum of the arts, as well as a career placement division with on-site training services that extend through the life of the job. Development Director and Hickory native Lauren Davis works collaboratively with several organizations to expand the learning environment at the center. She's joined by Executive Director Valerie Vizena. Valerie has worked with individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities for 35 years. The South Louisiana native says she loves seeing people realizing a level of independence and the excitement of success. One of Valerie's many successes has been the annual Mardi Gras Gala celebration to benefit the Enrichment Center. Now, you all are both wearing some splendid beadwork, hinting at our Mardi Gras celebration coming up. Who stumbled on this idea for Mardi Gras for the fundraiser? Could that person be nearby, Valerie?
It could be. When they asked me to do some fundraising activities, they were giving me different ideas, and I couldn't understand how we were going to make the money. And so I said, you know, can we just do something that I know and understand and love? And so when I mentioned Mardi Gras, they agreed to do that. And we were very blessed. The Winston-Salem Foundation gave us a grant so that we could do a cultural exchange with our students. So we sent them to New Orleans to learn all about Mardi Gras, to taste the food, to see how the floats were made, to learn the history of Mardi Gras so that they could bring it back and share it with the people here in Winston-Salem.
Well, you know a thing or two about Mardi Gras and that neck of the woods, and I should throw in, I hope they got a chance to hear the music.
They did. And a matter of fact, we have jazz music that we bring to the event.
Now, I have never been to Mardi Gras. Confess this up front. I've always wanted to go, but you're creating your own version of it here at the Enrichment Center. What can we look forward to there? What sorts of things are going to be going on?
I think if you've always wanted to go to Mardi Gras and never been, this is the first step.
All right.
You want to come.
Mardi Gras trainer.
We have a Mardi Gras parade. We throw the beads. We have select people that are fortunate enough to ride in those floats. It's all indoors, so it doesn't matter what the weather is. We also have the jambalaya crew that comes up. They donate all of the food. They cook the food and they serve the food for us. So we'll have homemade jambalaya from Louisiana. We have an individual who worked in Louisiana making king cakes before who will make our king cakes for us this year.
Got to back up. What is jambalaya and what are king cakes?
Well, for jambalaya, they cook in big iron pots outside, and it's usually pork and rice. It's a delicious food, but they're going to make enough for about 350 people.
Wow.
And if you want to see how they cook it, they would love to show you if you wanted to show up early. Our doors won't open until 6:30, but they'll be cooking probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they'll be outdoors with their big pots.
Okay.
And it'll be a lot of fun.
And the distinction between king cakes and beignets, what's a king cake?
Well, a king cake usually is sort of oval in shape. It represents, believe it or not, when the three wise men found Jesus. The king cake is named so because of the three kings who found him. And they're just a delightful cinnamon-type cake. A lot of them will have some icing, and usually purple, green, and gold icing or sugar sprinkled on the top.
And yes. Lauren, tell me about the live entertainment going on during the event.
So we are very excited. Our entertainment this year will be provided by Bull City Syndicate. They are a band out of Durham, North Carolina. Yeah, we're actually the headlining entertainment for the 2013 Governor's Inaugural Ball.
Wow. And what kind of music are we talking?
Jazz. What would it be without jazz? So they'll do some of their own songs and some traditional Mardi Gras songs, especially for the parade as we come through, some second line songs.
Enrichment Center Development Director Lauren Davis. She was joined by Executive Director Valerie Vizena. Mardi Gras, a gala celebration to benefit the Enrichment Center, is Friday night, February 21st at 6:30 in the Donald Julian Reeves Student Activity Center at Winston-Salem State University. There'll be live music, authentic New Orleans cuisine, a parade with this year's King and Queen, a mass competition, and much more. You'll find links to more information and my complete interview with Valerie and Lauren on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.